Good morning, everyone. Let's open it with a word of prayer. Father, as we make this transition, coming to you amidst the noise and cares of the world and minds kind of racing with this and that and thinking of things to do today or to do whatever, we just want to quiet down and hear you. You're worthy, Lord. So worthy. We thank you for this glorious psalm again this morning. And Lord, wherever we are in your word, it's glorious. But help us to really appreciate you maybe this morning and wake up as we are told to in Jesus' name. Amen. We are in Psalm 47, and it's one of the few psalms that starts out with two commands with exclamation points. Isn't that exciting? I was going to say it's the only psalm, but then I found a couple of more, Psalm 83, and then there's another one in the back there. But can you clap your hands? Yes. Can you shout to God? Yes. Shout!
Wow.
All right, that's verse one. We get to verse 8, God reigns over the nation. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. God reigns over the nations, plural. He reigns over everything. So I wanted to begin with just our God reigns, and then we'll get into some of the singing praises here, which is one of the real aspects of this psalm. And so let's just sing along with this familiar Our God Reigns, because he does reign.
On the mountains are the feet who brings good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Thank you for clapping your hands. Yes. I have some more stanzas on the song sheet, but that's not part of that particular music. But when's the last time you spent a couple of minutes just praising him? You know, I have to confess, I looked at Fox News this morning just to make sure I didn't keep. And I see a picture of a crane getting ready to take down Robert E. Lee's statue from West Point. West Point. And that it hasn't been approved yet, but it's been submitted for recommendation to the committee studying how to get diversity in our history. And the last time it went to this wonderful General Miley or Millie or whatever his name is, it had, I think, 15 different bases where you had to take things down. He viewed it with wholeheartedly enthusiasm. Yes, we need to go along with the diversity program. And I'm just thinking about, you know, everything's tearing down. And here we have just a breath of praising God.
Amen.
Praising God. I mean, he gets so buried down under all this other stuff, and you say, yeah, I've got to praise him now. Yeah, praise you. And back down again. But we have praise him. And so we begin. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Do you know you've won? Oh, I don't know. I hope I make it. You've won because of what he's done. For the Lord Most High, El Elyon, the Lord Most High is awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just a personal request. I don't think this is necessarily biblical. I use that word awesome way too much. I think awesome should only be used in conjunction with Almighty God. Nothing else is awesome compared to him. But here we read, for the Lord Most High is awesome.
Amen.
So if you catch me saying, oh, how awesome you look, just say, no. Yeah, isn't that awesome?
No.
No, I'm looking out there at the bird, birds are coming over here, but he is a great king. He is a great king. Who is your king? He is a great king over all the earth. Now, here's some promises. He will subdue the peoples under us. Who can make war against the beast? He can. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. My, they'll all be rising up real soon here and to meet at Armageddon for the big battle against the Lord. All the nations under our feet. And now notice this. He will choose our inheritance for us. Don't you like that?
Yes.
Almighty God choosing your inheritance? Wow, I can't believe it. I mean, it is. It's true. And notice the standard, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Wow, what does that mean? Well, just think. If you ask yourself the question, why in the world does he love Jacob? I mean, Jacob's an unlovable guy, isn't he? Why in the world does he love the church? Why in the world does he love the world? Why in the world does he love me? Why in the world does he love you? Yes, it's been answered, because he is love. It's not us. He doesn't love us because we're great. He loves us in spite of our awfulness, right? So we read then the excellence of Jacob. And so when you can say, you could put your name in there, the excellence of whoever it is. Now, some of you have a name that fits pretty well. I mean, like John. I mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that all fits. But some of us, others, I'm not sure about. But it's the excellence of us, me, whom he loves. And then there's a little pause there. Take this in, Selah. Now we look at something really exciting. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Not only has he sent his son to die for us, but he showed his power of the resurrection. Not only the power of the resurrection, but the ascension of God into heaven, Jesus into heaven. The standard for being in heaven has been met, and since we are his, we are there with him. Isn't that amazing? Now, this psalm, by the way, in the early church, was always sung, said, read on the day of Ascension. So it's always read. Now, to this day, you know Rosh Hashanah, do you know what Rosh Hashanah is? That's the end of the feast of, in the fall with the Day of Atonement and so forth. Rosh Hashanah means the head and so forth. Before the blowing the shofar for the Rosh Hashanah, they read this psalm seven times. Always read it seven times before the trumpet. This is a victorious psalm, isn't it?
It is.
Great psalm. So now what do we have? We have five times here we're told to sing praises. Verse 6, sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with understanding.
Yes.
We'll close with a singing praise song. But notice that five times we're told to sing praises, and I particularly attracted, at least from an accountability standpoint, to the last one, sing praises with understanding. When's the last time you sang a praise song and didn't even pay any attention to the words at all? You just mouthed the words, particularly those familiar ones, right? Our God reigns. I know I can see on your faces that you meant that, but it's easy to sing a song like that and not even remember the words that you're saying, right? Because you're not singing with understanding, you're just singing. I mean, you're making noise, right? But we're to sing praises with understanding. Yes, I praise you, God. Why am I praising you? What am I praising you for? What have you done for me? What have you done for me forever? I mean, it's so awesome. Sing praises with understanding. And then we read the overall aspects of his reign. Verse 8, God reigns over the nations. So we just sang that, our God reigns. God sits on his holy throne. So all the things you see going on in this world, you see, God, don't you know? Can't you, you know what they're saying about you? Can you imagine the smallest, I don't know, gnat or ant or whatever, you know, looking up at me and saying, don't you know that I'm small and you're big? You know? I mean, come on, who are we? But he sits on his throne, holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, and that's us, that's the believers, the God of Abraham we believe in. And now look at the protection you have here. For the shields of the earth belong to God. The Septuagint translates that he defends us with his providence. He defends us with his holy angels. You got a guardian angel or two out there. Did you know that? I believe so. So the shields of the earth belong to God. And so when we say, oh, I'm so afraid, I've got to go build a bomb shelter. Oh, I got to stock up with food. I got to have enough water to last me for 7 years. Forget it. He is your shield. He is your shield. And then at the end, he is greatly exalted. Is he in me? Is he in you? Are we really exalting him for who he is? Awesome psalm, isn't it? Now, we think this psalm was probably written in conjunction with the last one, 46, 47, 48 seem to go together. And we thought that was probably written maybe on the day after 185,000 Assyrian soldiers were wiped out by one angel, where they would have gotten up that morning in Jerusalem, or maybe the day before, and thought, this is our last day. You know, tomorrow we'll be one of the heads in the piles of heads outside the city gates. Or we'll have our noses cut off, our ears cut off, or whatever. And then they wake up this morning and they look out, 185,000 soldiers dead. So they're praising the Lord, right? So that could have been written at this time. Another idea was that this was written possibly at the time David is bringing the ark back into Jerusalem, because that was such a time, as we had studied that, where, you know, he's got just this total humility in coming back. The first time he had the big bands, he had all the announcements out, had 60,000 people assembled. They were going to do it their way with a cart and all that kind of stuff. Do the way of the world. We're going to do it the way of the world. God said, no. So when Io and the other guy put their hand on the cart to settle it, they were struck dead, and that's the end of that parade, right? So David was mad, as we know. But then he went back and sought counsel on how to move the ark. The ark isn't on carts. The ark is to be carried by the Levites. And so he did it the right way, and now it was a beautiful procession into Jerusalem. And they were singing with such song and praises that it was heard for miles around. That could be the time something like this could be written as well. Praise to God, the ruler of the earth. Or it could just be Saturday morning here in this little room when we think about what he's done for us, right? Well, let's go to prayer now. We got a lot to pray for as the Lord would lead us. And then we'll close a little bit later here with praising him, with singing. So let's pray now. Amen. Well, we come to the end here of the hour in a way. We have the answer to all the gun control laws in four words from God Almighty. You shall not murder. Now, where are we really doing the murder? Number one's abortion, 2,000 a day. We've got hundreds being murdered every week in our cities. Chicago, unbelievable. 30, 40 shootings a weekend. So it's all over. And yeah, God's got it. And those of you who are tuning in on the Revelation study, you know what's coming. God's got it all right. Two things I just wanted to think of for a moment. One, Carmen mentioned a little of it. We got troubles in this world. One of Satan's best ploys is to get you worried about your own problems, to get your eyes off of the unbelievers. The problem is the unbeliever. Amen. And even in your prayers for healing, that's good. But if you're praying for believers at the expense of not praying for unbelievers, you're praying for the wrong thing. Every believer is one. We don't want pain, but we know where we're going because of his love for us. And yet we got those all around us who aren't headed there. And we see what's ahead. The Revelation tells us very clearly. I mean, it is unbelievable how clean God will take care of all the problems. He's a God of all nations, all right, but he's not today. He's not even the God of this nation today. But he will be. He will be. So back to the good news here. In verses 6 and 7 of this psalm, it says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. He will be. He is and he will be. He's not recognized today, but he is and he will be. And by the way, if you want to celebrate birthdays, I think tomorrow is the 1989th birthday of the church. Now, I don't know for sure. I think there's been some changes in the Gregorian calendar to the Julian calendar and so forth. And I think a few years have been dropped or something. I don't know. But at any rate, I think it was about 33 AD when Jesus went to the cross. It was about 33 AD when the church began. It was what, 50 days, Pentecost, 50 days after the crucifixion, that God blessed us, every believer, forevermore, with being filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you want to celebrate a birthday, if you take 33 from 2022, I think you get 1989. So give or take a couple of years, say 2,000 years. So we remember that tomorrow and thank the Lord that he has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And nobody can take that away from you. You don't have to pray David's prayer in Psalm 51. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Nobody can. Nobody can. So that's so awesome. So sing praises to the King of all the earth and sing praises with understanding. So this song, Awake My Soul, we've sung it before, but the chorus I really love, it's Awake My Soul and Sing. Sing His praise aloud. Sing His praise aloud. Awake My Soul and Sing. Sing His praise aloud. Sing His praise aloud. And look at the words on there. There's some great things in there. When He walks into the room where people pray, where we hear praises, He hears faith. Awake My Soul. So we all say hallelujah to that.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for meeting us here, always meeting us here. We thank you for your precious word, Lord. Help us to carry it with our lives today, Lord. Help us to recognize the opportunities that you will give us. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.